Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast. Grieving is difficult. There's no getting around it or away from it. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, are normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the powerful lessons life teaches us. Remember this, love always wins. You will be better. A link to my book is available in the podcast notes. Episode 1. Sorrow like a ceaseless rain beats upon my heart. People twist and scream in pain. Dawn will find them still again. This has neither wax nor wane. Neither stop nor start. People dress and go to town. I sit in my chair. All my thoughts are slow and brown, standing up or sitting down. Little matters are what gown or what shoes I wear. This is a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay. It expressed how I felt after my wife Barb, or as I called her, Babe, died. Imagine awakening in a parallel universe. You and your life partner left a great job, friends and colleagues to pursue a dream. The dream vanishes more quickly than the morning dew turning into a nightmare. In this parallel universe, you're alone. Your life partner is no longer alive. Your children all live more than 1,000 miles away. You're frozen, unable to think, move, make rapid-fire decisions. And even if you were not frozen, you stare at your reservoir of strength and courage and find it's empty. You want to scream for help. The words form in your mind, but silence rules and a monsoon of tears begins. Fear and anxiety fill every cell in your body. If you are to survive, you must do things foreign to you. You face impossible choices. You want to hide, go back to sleep, and hope you will awaken and your world will be right. You want to be alone. You fight despair and depression with hope nowhere in sight. You were always strong, filled with confidence and courage. Now you question your strength to handle this parallel universe. How you'll manage daily affairs. You question life. The parallel universe is not Camelot. The parallel universe is invisible to all who do not know the suffering and deep sorrow you carry when someone you love dies. You're learning a strange new language. It is the language of grieving. It is in this parallel universe where I find myself. Five moment by moment. But most of my moments are filled with tears. My stomach resembles a twisted cord of rope. My eyes and mouth have forgotten how to smile. I go to bed hoping tomorrow will be better than today. It can't be worse. But it often is worse. I desperately hold on to the prospect a rainbow will appear on my horizon. I need a glimmer of hope, and all I see are charcoal clouds surrounding me. I'm lost on a road I've never traveled before. Before my world turned upside down, Babe and I shared dreams over morning coffee. We were spontaneous. We'd take off on a moment's notice and head to Vegas. The Rockies are the Gulf. We turned life into a continuous adventure. We filled each moment with love, a deep, abiding love. Arguments were few and minor. Each moment together was a love song we thought would never end. Then, without warning, our world spun out of control. Our happy, joyful, adventurous world turned chaotic. A riptide caught hold of us and swept us far from shore. Any reluctance I had to enter this world vanished because the riptide took hold of Babe and was carrying her far away from me. Where the riptide carried her, I would follow until I could follow no more. I was unaware of the depth and breadth of suffering, pain, and loss I was about to experience. I quickly learned, you don't know until you know. I did not know I would soon become a grieving man, and when it happened, I found myself lost in a world of tears and unending pain. I remained by Babe's side day by day, clutching her hand, telling her over and over, love wins, love always wins. It will win this time too. All the while I spoke these words, I lied next to her, watching her life slip away. I felt powerless to alter her suffering. I refused to listen to doctors who told me my hope was an illusion. I was angry at doctors who declared her dead before she stopped breathing. I held tight to prayer and the belief a miracle would happen. Being next to Babe was my job. I rose at 4:30, prayed, exercised, showered, and cleaned up. I made it to go breakfast and cup of coffee and headed to the hospital, or hospice, to be with her. I thought of nothing else. My only thought, my only actions were to hold her hand, tell her I love her, tell her love wins, and pray for a miracle. Nurses, CMAs, and doctors bombarded me with pleas to accept reality and tell Babe it was okay to die. I told them of the deal Babe and I made. We wouldn't quit on each other. I wasn't about to quit now. I ignored them. I sealed my prayer and thought patterns in my vault, and only I held the combination. I never denied the reality of her diagnosis. I considered the possibilities of multiple outcomes. Only God knew the outcome, I reasoned. I prayed unceasingly for a miracle. I said countless rosaries, novenas, and prayers of petitions to saints. Babe's 32,000 Twitter friends prayed for her. Our five daughters and I watched and waited. Our prayers went unanswered until August 19. Then one prayer was finally answered. 5 hours before Babe died, I finished praying a rosary for her, and I asked God for the first time during her struggle, "Your will be done, Lord. If you want to take Babe home, your will be done." I added, "But I'm still praying for my miracle. Please heal her." My prayer was answered, not in the way I wanted it answered. Babe died 5 hours later. When she died, my tears began to flow and continued to flow unannounced, unpredictable, at the most inopportune times. I was left to negotiate my way alone through the parallel universe. I thought I was the only one who grieved this deeply. I quickly learned I am only one of growing legions of people who suffer as I do. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, please email me at ray.brese@gmail.com. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.